Here at the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament from Birmingham, Alabama, I'm joined by senior guard Anna Farid of Southwestern University. The Pirates picking up a thrilling double overtime win tonight, 96-95 over Birmingham Southern in the third SCAC Women's quarterfinal game this evening. Anna, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Anna, incredible game tonight, 28 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Just talk about your effort through what was just an incredibly exciting game this evening.
I mean, for me as a senior, like, I had it in my head, this is not it. We've came too far, we worked too hard, and I left it all out on the court, gave it everything I had.
You guys were down 6 points with just over a minute and a half remaining. You and Chelsea Leader both hit big threes there down the stretch. Just talk about, I guess, the ice water you had in your veins to step up and knock down those shots when you knew everything was on the line.
Well, it's kind of funny because in practice we always go through these offensive plays and we're down six and we're against the other team and our coach is like, steal, score, steal. And like, we know we have to. And so it was just like it was in practice. And I mean, we knew it. We had to score. We had to get a stop. We had to get a score. And we ran the offense and I saw Chelsea at the corner and I passed and I'm like, please hit this shot. And she hit it. And it was just great.
You guys were able to get 22 points off the turnovers tonight. Talk about the way you were able to, especially in the second half, put a full court press on and really put a lot of pressure on their guards and create some turnovers and get some easy basket opportunities there in the second half.
Well, with our team that we have, we're really quick and we have long arms. And so when we'd get a deflection, everyone was rotating and hustling. And we just basically went our hardest on defense and tried to push the ball once we got that score and go on a 3-on-2 every time.
Double overtime game. Just take me through your emotions at the end of the first period. You guys had a chance to win the game, and Chelsea's shot went in and out, and then went down to the last possession in that first overtime. Then obviously you were able to pull it out in that second overtime. But just talk about the emotions that you know, what coach was telling you guys to stay posed and composed or poised and composed throughout all the overtimes and able to pull out this win.
I mean, she just kept telling us and being positive the whole time and telling us to extend this game till tomorrow. And I mean, we just kind of had it second overtime when we started off strong. We just knew it. Everyone, we looked at each other and we're like, we're winning this game. There's no other option. We're winning.
Well, when I talked to Coach earlier this week, one of the things that we talked about was the importance of guard play in an SCAC tournament environment, one-and-done situation, and she had all the confidence in her senior guard, yourself, to come into this environment and really lead this team. As Coach pointed out before we started talking, 12 turnovers in a double overtime game. How were you guys able to be so protective of the ball throughout the entire evening?
Well, basically just keeping our composure. I mean, I know we have a lot of freshmen on our team, but, I mean, we constantly, like me and Chelsea and our other junior guard, we constantly tell each other, hey, guys, like, we're good. We got this. Like, just take a deep breath and relax. And I think they look to us, and when they see us composed and not turning the ball over, they get the confidence, and we just play team basketball.
13 seconds left. Birmingham Southern senior Caroline King steps in line, hits both of her free throws to give the Panthers a two-point lead. They call a timeout. You guys huddle up. Coach is able to set up a play. Talk about what Coach was said in that play, in that timeout. You brought the ball up the floor, and were able to find Madison there for the game-winning layup. Just, you know, take me through that final play.
Basically, 13 seconds, we knew we had plenty of time. We had plenty of time to get the ball down, and basically she told me to drive it, and if I had the drive and the layup to take it, if I had the kick out to kick it out, I knew they were probably going to be on me tight, and I saw Madison open. I dished her, and I literally turned and looked. I'm like, please, just go in, and she used her left hand, and she made the layup, and it was just great. It's a great feeling.
After not winning a SCAC tournament game in Southwestern history, you guys are now in back-to-back SCAC semifinals. You head into tomorrow's game. You don't know who you're going to play yet, but you'll face the winner of Millsaps and Trinity University in their game tonight. What do the Pirates need to continue to do well going into tomorrow's game to try and make a run at the SCAC championship?
We just have to make sure our intensity is strong. I mean, we never let down. We were down for majority of the game and overtime, and we never let down. And as long as we keep that intensity and mindset that this isn't the end of Southwestern basketball and we're going to be there on Sunday in the championship, we'll be fine.
A native of Kingwood, Texas, senior guard Anna Farid of Southwestern University, again tonight scoring 28 huge points and a double overtime thrilling win over Birmingham Southern, 96-95, advancing tomorrow's SCAC semifinal game at 7 p.m. from Bill Battle Coliseum on the campus of Birmingham Southern College. Anna, congratulations on an incredible game and best of luck the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.